Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all. And just one look at teams like Team 2-2 with Chad Reed, Star Racing, Hardin Huntington, and of course our own team consisting of Dean Wilson, Brock Tickle, Blake Baggett, Tyler Rattray, and Darren Durham, we make champions. Last year, our team was the first in American motocross history to sweep the top three in the outdoor motocross series. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit, we race.
I don't know if that played a role in some of the gaps, but I mean, I know from my previous years of here, of even being a racer, this track tends to separate everybody in the fact that, like, it's just one big train. It's probably everybody's favorite track, mm-hmm. but we probably have a love-hate relationship with it because it's a really difficult track to pass on. It always funnels into one line, and it's one dominant line. Mm-hmm. So I think that, you know, the guys that get hole shots and kind of get out front, you know, teams seems to, you know, be better mm-hmm. for those guys. But I felt like, I mean, the two guys that won today, I thought rode amazing. I was skeptical on Dungy and his bike, you know, at the first round, and I was wondering if he was going to be able to turn it around, and you know, whether it was just a confidence boost and or if they've just hit the nail. From the outside looking in, it definitely looks like they've made some good appropriate changes for Ryan, and Ryan's, you know, very comfortable on the bike, and he's fun to watch today. He was charging the whole time. Lap times were great, and it kind of bums you out that you're not out there to try to challenge the guy, and he looks like he's definitely on his game.
I know he's the best guy in the class, and James come back from injury. I'm still surprised, though. He had 30 seconds, 17 minutes in, and to me, that doesn't speak well for the rest of the guys, even though I know they're hauling ass, but that's a huge gap.
It's a big gap, and it's hard to comment on it, especially when you're on the sidelines, mm-hmm. but you know,
are you surprised that he's that okay? Are you surprised he's that dominant?
No, not really. I'm really not, because I mean, they're the gaps, they're the times, they're the, you know, like, if you, I mean, that's what he did last year and the year before, but last year there was, you know, two other guys around him, mm-hmm. Sometimes in front and sometimes not. So I think he looks good. He looks very good on the bike. I feel like he has a comfort level that I hadn't seen him have mm-hmm. since 2010, really. So I'm happy for him. You know, from watching from the outside, it looks like they've made a lot of great you know, steps in the program over there at KTM, and I think him and the package looks good. And yeah. And sometimes with moto that you can't really take for granted is as riders, you know, we manipulate the bike. So if we're feeling good, we're confident, it seems like everything's good. Yeah. But if one little thing's off,
the other way, yeah.
It's then everything turns to shit. And I've been on both receiving ends. So maybe it's a matter of him just being comfortable and happy, and they haven't made that many changes, or maybe they have. Maybe they have actually made, you know, some big changes, and things are, you know, obviously a lot better for him.
Talking to Stanton up in the tower, you know, he helps out Barsha, and he said, we just need more fitness, we need more fitness. And do you agree with that? I mean, that looked like Baggett kind of slowly pulled away.
I disagree. But yeah, I disagree. Yeah. And
he's got two more titles than you, though.
He has two more titles. Yeah. Stanton does. Yeah. Yeah. But he was always.
So what do you see? What do you?
I'm not gonna say, because I'm racing that guy next year, so I don't give a shit what he's doing. I want to kick his ass next year. So figure it out yourself.
let's talk about next year. Last question. Next year, 2013. What are you doing? What's going on? What's locked down?
What's locked down? Nothing's locked. Actually, I lie. I'll be wearing Shift Fox. I have one more year left on my Honda contract. What else is 2 years? I think.
What about another rider?
Oh, we want to talk about a rider. Yeah. Working on two different riders.
Okay. Okay. Will you have somebody? Do you, or can you? Is it still up in the air?
No, I mean, it's not really anything about can I say or not say. It's a matter of finding the budget, and then if I find the budget, then do what I want to do, and that's to have a guy. I've always maintained that, you know, that I want a guy that can win races with me and be on the podium with me, and you know, I'm not delusional to the fact that this, you know, I'm not going to be able to race, you know, at this level forever. So I love the team. I love working with the team, you know, the guys and everything like that. So I have a passion for that. So, you know, I need to put a guy on the team that's, you know, as good or not better than me. So
maybe Canada's Cole Thompson, 7-8 today. Guaranteed you didn't know who that was. Guaranteed.
I did, because I was standing next to you and you told me, pointed that out. But yeah, he ain't going to cut it, because I'm not going to pay for bikes for him. So I need a good guy that I can that will qualify and get me free bikes, and that's only one guy.
I lied before. This is the last question. I think all of Australia wants to know what's happening with your knee. Will you make the designations? What's going on with that?
Actually, you just caught me walking out of the Asterix rig here, and Dr. Ryman's here. He's the guy who did surgery on my knee. So I'm at 4.5 months, and he just kind of, you know, let me kind of go to the next level of rehab and training. So so that's exciting. Unfortunately, said I'm not allowed to ride. Seems like he thinks in a month I could start riding. And in his mind, he thinks I'm going to get on a dirt bike and go ride around a field, which that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So so whether I get on the bike in a month or if I just wait until he says, gives me the green light, because I have no desire at all to get on a motorcycle and ride around a field. I want to go ride with JT and Burner and Cheers. So yeah.
With JT?
And what's that?
With JT.
With JT.
Is he on the same track as you? Is that
true?
21st today.
Yeah, JT doesn't ride with us anymore. Well, actually, he seems like he just goes and rides night tracks and wants to go and ride just on his own little program. It's his farewell tour.
Yeah. All right, man. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.